Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear, backed by above-and-beyond expertise. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We're asking, do movies, TVs, your drama series that you watch on streaming services, are they back to glamorising smoking again? And we're asking this really interesting article in the BBC this week about the fact that there's been an increase in the amount of smoking on TV shows and in movies. And actually, of the 10 films nominated for the Oscars top prize this year, all of them, except Barbie, featured smoking quite prominently in parts. And you take the like of your artists, Ray, Lady Gaga, they too have also used cigarettes in music videos or some of their promotional material. Charlie XCX recently said it was an essential part of her brat girl summer.
It can go that way, like kind of like quite like luxury, but yes. It can also be like so like trashy. Uh-huh. Just like a pack of cigs and like a Bic lighter.
Yes.
And right. Like a strappy white top.
Yeah.
With no bra.
Yeah.
That's like kind of all you need.
Entertainment journalist Serena Bellissimo is with us on the line today. Serena, like, are the movies and TVs to a certain extent back to glamorising smoking?
I don't know. I've been thinking about this a lot since I saw that article, and I don't know if they're glamorising smoking or like the TV shows that I'm thinking about, the movies that I'm thinking about, they're period movies. So it's almost that when you see a cigarette come up on screen, it's not necessarily something that's happened recently, right? So when you look at last year, Maestro was nominated for an Oscar. That was set in the last century, right, when smoking was still a thing, like in the mid-1900s. So I don't think it's glamorising as much as it's setting a timestamp.
Because it was a feature, I suppose, more so of that period.
Yeah, I think so. And look, if we're talking about glamorising smoking, when it came to the golden age of cinema, that was done. Like, to be cool, if you wanted a character to be cool in, you know, the early 1900s, the mid-1900s, it was, you know, put a cigarette in their mouths. I only just read that you would know a female character was a virgin or not by whether she smoked or not. Apparently virgins didn't smoke on screen. So it was used as a tool to tell you something about a character. And I think that's what's happening now.
Our own Bella Finn here in the newsroom, Serena, is with us on the line as well. Because, Bella, prior to your time here joining us at the newsroom, you previously worked in a cinema. Did you notice more smoking creeping into the movies?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, I used to work in a cinema. And we would be in screens as they were going on, or we would be in them afterwards. And I always remember that there was this one credit bit from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Leonardo DiCaprio. And it was his character filming a smoking advert. And while it was on brand for his character, there was really no real reason for it to be there. But then you see, with shows like Emily in Paris, it's appropriate where it is because it's stylistic, it's French, it's arguably it's probably the most authentic piece about the show. But, you know, I think we've moved, or I'd like to think that we've moved past being like smoking to be cool. So it doesn't help when we have one of our own biggest actors looking well and fit, sitting on Graham Norton's couch saying he likes to smoke. And while other celebrities, and I know you mentioned Charlie XCX, they're not obliged to be role models for young people. And we should have our own critical thinking. But I accept that we are in the age of the influencer and the imagery is rising in TV and film. Mm.
And look, the dangers of smoking and all that goes with that, very well documented. You hear about it constantly, you know, much more focused on and mentioned in the classroom than it would have been even when I was in school or, you know, years back. So arguably, there's never been more information about it.
Yeah, and you see, like, there have been efforts on TV to limit the visibility of the likes of smoking, and I'm going to use alcohol in this example, in Love is Blind. So the contestants on that show, they drink from these metal goblets, these gold, godly looking goblets that you can't see through. So you can't see if they're having wine or if they're having water. But, you know, can we blame more smoking on screen for rising smoking numbers? Like, I don't think it's that straightforward. We're 20 years on from the smoking ban here. And the later part of my generation, and I'm going to include myself in this, we remember when that came in. And we've grown up with this change and this adjustment. But for those younger, they haven't. And then this is where the accessibility of vapes could probably be driving that number up.
You rarely actually see people vaping, Serena, on the large screen.
I agree. It's all about the cigarettes. And I do think, I'm going to take it back to the period drama type thing as well, because a lot of people might go, oh, but remember Saltburn? That was huge last Christmas, Andrea. And there was a lot of smoking in that. But Emerald Fennell was saying, you know, it was setting the scene. It was almost, the smoking almost made it a period drama, because that was the final years in the UK where you could still smoke indoors. So it was setting the scene. And as for the vaping, I think like smoking, where you don't really see it in modern day stories, I don't see them being used now, although there was an interesting study done with Stranger Things season 2, where they saw that there were 262 scenes that featured smoking in it. But then I like to argue as well that that is also a period piece. Right. So, and when it comes to, like Bella said there, you know, there are a lot of influencers who are smoking, and I get it. And Bella's not doing this either. She's not faulting Paul Mescal, but he is his person in his own right. And if he chooses to smoke, it is up to parents. I think we're so used to blaming influencers and stars and making them role models. As a parent, you should be turning to your kid and saying, no, they're not there to be your role model. No, they are there to entertain you. So, yes, let them entertain you, but it is up to parents. That work needs to come from home to go, this isn't cool.
Rebecca's with us on the line. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Do we see too many smoking on the large screen, Rebecca?
Hi, yeah. So I am a college student myself, so I would be watching a lot of these films, like kind of would be the target audience would be around my age. And my friends and I actually had a discussion about this after an article came out, and we all agreed that 100% it is being kind of promoted more these days. It's seen as kind of a glamorous or like aesthetic thing to do, more so than vaping would be. I think, I'm not too sure about like a slightly younger age group, but I think that might be more popular amongst teenagers. But I think all these films, social media kind of do promote or kind of influence you to think that, you know, in your early 20s, it's a glamorous thing to do. I spent last year studying abroad in France, and I know so many people who before they went over would never have smoked, or not on a regular basis anyway, and because it was seen as kind of like a glamorous European thing to do in the lens of film and social media. It was a habit that a lot of people began. So I definitely do think that 100%, like it is, I don't know if promoted is the right word, but definitely seen as something that's like aesthetic and almost like an essential part of having kind of, you know, your wild early 20s or whatever way you want to view it.
Like when you take your, you know, your singers and your songwriters and your actresses, Rebecca, like I suppose they do, whether they choose to or not to a certain extent, and whether they should is another question, but they do become influencers, don't they, of the age?
100%. I think the more, like as the years go on, like influencers on social media or celebrities are 100% viewed as role models. And, you know, I agree in the discussion previous that, you know, it's not their job to, you know, be positive influences. But at the end of the day, it's just human nature. You know, if we see these people who, you know, have loads of followers and who are famous, you do kind of tend to mimic their behavior. And I think a lot of the time it's a subconscious decision. But I think even like a prime example would be like some of the films that come out, or Normal People, for example, which, you know, with Paul Mescal in it, I definitely think like even that I would have seen like an increase in the amount of people smoking cigarettes as opposed to using any other kind of like nicotine products. And I don't think that was even a conscious decision, but because in that TV series it's seen as kind of an aesthetic thing to do, and people began to do it.
What about you, Greg? You've been listening to Rebecca and Serena and Bella Like, do you think role models, do they to a certain extent encourage young people to smoke?
I think they do, actually, Andrea. And it's the whole ritual of smoking a cigarette is an extension of a person's body language. That's the way I see it, because you can actually sort of get the impression of what that person is like by the way they take a cigarette out of the packet and put it in their mouth and light it and so on. And I mean, the image is actually different, I think, per gender. Now, I remember my own reaction to watching, you know, smokers on television as part of dramas, etc., years ago. And like the male image is, you know, there's a man of the world. He's smoking a cigarette. He's rebellious. He's cool. He's strong. He's not flustered. You know, that type of thing. And then you have that female image that you get sort of at a cocktail party or something like that, yeah. where they have this cigarette, you know, yeah. the way the fingers are held upright as if it's in a one of those, what do they call them, cigarette holders and all of that.
Nearly
and
the filter.
Then they can turn their, you know, the way they turn their heads in a conversation and have the cigarette out to one side. All of that stuff. Is sort of an extension of body language and communicating your thoughts, your inner self. And with vaping is now the new norm. So cigarettes is now a novelty. And that's why I think it's back.
It's funny, Serena, just listening to Greg there, and have a text in from another listener who says, Hollywood definitely thinks smoking is a good prop to try and evoke coolness, sinisterness and also helplessness, depending on the scenario. Smoking is unnecessary in movie and life. No production will suffer from the lack of cigarettes if the writing and the acting are good enough.
Great. That is why the cigarette is almost another character. And as Greg was saying there, it tells you what the character is like. That's what they're using it for in Hollywood. But I really don't think, I could be wrong, but I'm thinking about films that are made in the modern day of the modern day. And it's not there where the cigarette smoking is happening. It is like, you know, Rivals just now on Disney Plus. Everyone is totally into Rivals. And the amount of smoking that is happening in that show is out of control. But that's because it is depicting a time and a place.
Well, funny, somebody else makes the point. All the movies and shows that you're talking about, a lot of them are period dramas. For instance, yes. Look at Peaky Blinders. You can hardly see what's happening with all the smoke in it.
Completely. And I mean, as I keep going back to, it is like a character. It is, you know, that takes you back to a time and a place. And, you know, we mentioned Saltburn there earlier. We know that if Emerald Fennell made that set in 2024, there probably wouldn't be as much smoking and stuff going on. Just the cigarette smoking indoors takes you back to the early noughties.
Yeah. What about you, Ben? You've been listening now to everybody. How do you feel about this?
Well, hi, Andrea.
Anyway,
I would say, personally, you know, we can be influenced from everything and everyone in our life. Like, my grandmother smoked her entire life from a very young age, in front of me, around me, all the time. You know, you have friends, you have peers, you have other family members, people who you probably look up to in a more close proximity. And you could say, well, they're the reason I've done it. And, you know, the notion also that this is like a new thing of glamorization, you know, yeah, but like it was only, you know, 30, 40 years ago, celebrities were going on and they were going on talk shows and they were smoking. Like, I was watching a clip recently of Bette Davis having one cigarette after another when she was on Carson or something like that. And, you know, I feel like it takes away onus from the individuals to kind of say, oh, well, this, you know, this responsibility lies because so-and-so influenced me to do that. And so-and-so kind of persuaded me, or like, it looked cool enough. It's the same with peer pressure. It's the same if it's a famous person. It's the same if it's a non-famous person. You know, if you want to do it, you will do it. I've been around people that smoke all the time. I've been around people that social smoke. I've been observing people that smoke in different forms of media, whether that be social media, whether that be stereotypical media on the television and things like that. But never have I had an inkling to do it. Never had I had a want to do it. And it's been easily, readily accessible to me. So I suppose I've just made a choice, and this isn't, I suppose I might be being a bit cynical to say it's as simplistic as saying just make a choice and be that way. And some people are influenced for different reasons. But yeah, I don't believe the onus is on well-known or famous people. You know, you don't say that, oh, so-and-so was caught by the paparazzi being on a massive drug binge on cocaine or whatever, and you don't say, oh my God, that's so fashionable, I better go out and do that now quick. I just feel like it's easy to blame those who are in the spotlight or those who are in the limelight and say, that's the reason I'm doing it. That's why I've done this.
Yeah. Listeners, as in regards to smoking, it's often used as a prop, as a way to try and portray the character or the particular scene. It's very much the same as drink and alcohol. Just imagine if all of they drank was tea and Peaky Blinders. How would it work? This listener says, I actually find the smoking in Goodfellas much more offensive than the violence and the swearing and the anti-Irish racism. Keep your views coming into us. Is smoking glamorised far too much on TV and in movies? It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. That's Serena Bellissimo, Bella Finn, Rebecca, Greg and Ben. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear, backed by above-and-beyond expertise. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.